You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Breakfast with Gary and Tim.
The boss has walked in. We don't see him too often. Something's happened positive. I thought, hello. I know we had a reasonably good book. In fact, a very good book of ratings, but it wasn't that at all. He just rang in and said, thank God you've changed that music.
Is that what he was saying?
So that's how
I missed that bit.
That's how long
I
it's been going bit. For.
Are you enjoying Start Me Up? Because you're not really into your music at all.
Not at all, but I like it. It seems to be pretty up and boppy.
It is.
Is that a new song?
They just released it. Yeah, last week I think.
Copley is he's ahead of all things greyhound. It's National Greyhound Adoption Month, and this Sunday, the 28th of April, the Greyhound Adoption Program is going to host an adoption day at the Meadows in Melbourne. There will be about 30 greyhounds there. They're a magnificent dog. I hope the King Eternal won't be there. We finished up our relationship with. He's still running strong, I'm told.
Right.
And we're still going to be supporting him.
Right.
But if he goes up for adoption, then you could be the man to take him. Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, Gary, and good morning, Tim. Yeah, big day this Sunday, of course, the National Adoption Day at the Meadows, as you said, Gary. It's going to be a wonderful day. We're in 30 great greyhounds available for families, and they're life-changing. They're just an unbelievable breed, and we see them everywhere, and it's going to be a ripper day.
I have heard this. I've heard people spoken to people who have adopted greyhounds and just how magnificent these animals are and how loving they're like. Maybe people are thinking, if they're a former racing dog, I'm going to have to train them and walk them and do all that, but they only need a one walk, don't they, Andrew, and then they're happy to sleep on the couch.
Honestly, Gary, they sleep 20-plus hours a day.
Sounds like
amazing.
The
They're an unbelievable breed. They're actually the superheroes of society in a way, guys, because if your Labradoodle or your Kelpie gets hit by a car and needs blood, they'll be receiving blood from a greyhound, would you believe? Greyhounds are the only breed that donate blood, and the reason is they're so cooperative.
Right.
Can you imagine drawing blood out of a chihuahua? That wouldn't be easy, but with greyhounds, you can do whatever you want with them.
Like the air got out of a chihuahua.
How do you get involved in this, Andrew?
With adopting a greyhound, well, to get involved this Sunday, Tim, it's pretty easy. You just got to register for the day by going to the Greyhound Adoption Program website, which is gap.grv.org.au, or go to the GAP Facebook page. And if you click on the available dog section of the website, you can read all about the dogs that are available for adoption this Sunday. There's photos of all the dogs. They'll tell you which ones are shy, who's playful, who can handle a home full of noisy teenagers, and really importantly, which dogs will be fine in a home with full-time workers. So plenty of information there, and looking forward to a ripper day.
Do you still need to give them, I've always wondered this, do you still need to give them a run? Like, do they like to stretch out, like, once a day, once a week or whatever?
Oh, look, they do, but they're just as happy on the end of a lead. You can take them to a dog park and let them go and play with the other dogs. That's no problem whatsoever. They just like a bit of fresh air like any other dog, really. But they're just low-energy dogs. You would think that they could run all day, but just because they're fast, it doesn't mean they've got a lot of energy. They prefer to sleep, to be honest. They have a race and then They just relax. So they're adaptable to all situations, any households, apartments, with families, with older people, you name it. They're just so adaptable, which is terrific.
Well, my dog, when he wants to go out for a wee or whatever, he sort of walks around or he grabs hold of my hand and he starts to sort of gesture that I get up and move with him. When the dog wants to give blood, the greyhound, do they give you some sort of a notification that they're heading, they want to head off to the blood bank?
Bite you.
No notification, Tim. You just take them and they're, like I say, super cooperative. But they're also a great conversation starter, boys. You walk a greyhound down the street, people will stop and ask, did he race or did she race? Now, there's plenty of dogs available this Sunday who have a terrific racing career. One is Lenny, who races Heartland Gus. Now, Lenny or Heartland Gus had 94 starts for 9 wins, 15 seconds and 25 thirds. That's 40 minor placings plus 9 wins. I mean, what a talking point. You can't say that about your schnauzer, boys. So,
And he's up for adoption. He's up for adoption. Is he, Gus?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, when they feed him, he's third to the bowl.
Exactly. They call him Bronze.
Hey, how much it cost to adopt a dog, Andrew?
You won't believe it, boys.
I will, because I just read
anyone who adopts a greyhound during the month of April, the fee has been waived. I mean, it's not expensive anyway. I think it's about $100. But it's free this month. So if you adopt this Sunday,
superb.
You get your greyhound for free, and you get a free goodie bag as well, which includes a 4-kilogram bag of premium Royal Canin dog food.
That's a nice dog food, too.
And you don't need to have a big joint, do you? Like, they're an excellent apartment dog. Is that right?
No, that's spot on, Tim. Yeah, they don't need a lot of space. Like I say, they're happy for one walk a day, and they're happy to be confined. They're great in an office. Great office dog. Great apartments. Yeah. Look, they're terrific. Very adaptable. They're used to sleeping in a kennel all day during their racing career, so they're just fantastic. They're really underrated.
Would they chase after a kangaroo?
Well, they shouldn't be off lead, Gary.
Oh, right. Okay. Yep. Fair enough.
They might. Right. So you just got to hold them tight.
Okay. Would they go and get a tennis ball and bring it back? But that's obviously be off a lead, so you wouldn't want to do that.
No. Well, they can be off lead in the dog park, so that's no problem. Yeah, if you want to throw them a tennis ball in a dog park. And it's about 50-50. Some of them like to chase a tennis ball, and some of them don't. But, yeah, they've all got their different personalities.
Magnificent, mate. Appreciate you jumping on. It's this Sunday, 28th of April, at the Meadows in Melbourne. It goes for 4 hours, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. And as you said, if you adopt on the spot, it's free. You get the goodie bag. It's got 4 kilos of dog food in it, and away you go. Might be the best thing you ever do. Hey, thanks for that. And the King's still running around, isn't he? The King Eternal.
Still going strong, Tim. Gary, so yeah, we all know he's just entering the prime of his career. So keep an eye on King Eternal. And like you say, in a couple of years' time, the SEN listings will be banging down the door to adopt him through the adoption program.
Indeed.
So we look forward to that. I should also just say, boys, if you can't make this Sunday's adoption day at the Meadows, that Taylor Marine is open 6 days a week, Monday to Saturday at 444 Melrose Drive. That's right in the heart of Bomberland, Tim.
Yeah.
No appointment necessary.
Magnificent. Does the dog come with a nice little winter puffer vest or something like that? Because they do feel the cold, don't they?
They can feel the cold, yeah. There's a lot of great greyhound merchandise shops where you can get them pretty cheap online, Tim. So keep an eye out for that.
I saw a dog yesterday in a very smart-looking, sort of like a puffer vest.
Have a 32 Essendon on or something?
No, it didn't. Right. It didn't, no.
Hey, good on you, Andrew. Appreciate it. We will continue to push the message because I think it's a fantastic thing. So well done.
Appreciate your time, boys.
Fine, Andrew. Good
on you, Andrew. There'll be 30 greyhounds available on the day for adoption, Whispers. So get out there and have a look at it.
What about that? I didn't know that they were the great blood giver, the greyhound. Who would have thought?
Oh, did I? Well, someone, someone has to. Some of the dogs have to give blood.
Yeah, well, I guess. But, you know, the point is that the
The
Chihuahua wouldn't have a lot of blood. You wouldn't think that the size of a Chihuahua would contain a lot of blood.
One of those plastic ones like had the air sucked out of it. If you took the blood out of it. My elderly parents have got a greyhound. It's an absolutely fantastic dog.
Mm.
That's from Mr. Wu in Boronia.
From who?
Mr. Wu.
Mr. Wu in Bronya had a magnificent, and loving the chat, but this feels like one of those segments on late morning yak shows where they were spruiking a product. Well, we were, Nick. We were pumping something up.
We are dog lovers, and we want to see dogs rehomed that have had a good racing life, and for whatever reason, they've still got many, many, many years. Like, imagine when you finish up here the next week, you've had a good broadcasting life, and we have to rehome you. Yes. Be a challenge. Rob's in wherever you go, Rob.
Big G'day, challenge. Fellas. How are you?
Good, thank you.
Love the new song. Got me revved up. Anyway, what do you think of the crypto.com? Every time there's a goal, it could be right over the umpire's head.
Yeah.
And they're doing the goal review. It's slowing the game down. It's a bummer to actually watch. But you can see there's daylight on TV. I just wanted to know your feelings, what you thought.
We did hear that the AFL have instructed they said this a couple of weeks ago, they instructed the goal umpires to go to the review and take the guessing out of it. But that sponsorship, the crypto sponsorship, is as good a sponsorship as there is in footy right now.
Do you think that they advised them to go to the review because crypto called them and said, look, if you can just show us on screen a little bit longer, a little bit more often, then the whole sponsorship deal improves?
I don't think so.
Would you put that past anybody?
I would put it past them. Hey, you know Wacky Wade? Mm-hmm. Our surfing man, he wants to let you and I both know that on Wednesday down at Shoreham, it's going to be big.
Yes.
Have you done anything about the surfing lessons?
Not yet. I'm looking for a wetsuit sponsor. That's what I'm looking for.
I've got one.
Yeah, I know, but you wouldn't pass on his number.
Well, because you won't give me any of your on-runners.
I bought some on-runners yesterday.
You bought some?
I bought some online. I did, yeah, I did.
Yeah, I'll believe that when I see the receipt. We're powered by Kubota. Take on any...
They are magnificent. What are you pausing for?
Well, we were powered by Kubota and it just disappeared. But we know Kubota are our number one supporters here. Take on any job with Kubota's mowers, tractors and Ladd Pride attachments. A break. Back with more of this.